Let us begin by entering his gates with thanksgiving from 2 Thessalonians 2:13 to 14, which says, "But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth, to which he called you by our gospel for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ." Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, let's thank God for the gift of salvation, and also for the opportunity to gather with other believers in his presence to pray. Please open your mouth from the depth of your heart and pray this prayer. Lord, we thank you for salvation. We thank you, Lord, that we are not in the open. We are not in this world and off this world. Thank you that right here, we are part of your kingdom. We are your children. We are part of the seed of Abraham. Thank you. Thank you that we are part of Christ and we are part of you, and your righteousness covers us. Thank you that we are saved. Thank you for the opportunity to encounter you this afternoon with our fellow believers online. We give you all the glory and the praise.
In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord.
We bless your name. We exalt you. We give you all the glory and the thanks. There's none like you, and there's none that can be compared unto you. We give you all the praise in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Psalm 66, verse 1, 2, and 9 says, "Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Who keeps us in life and does not allow our feet to slip." Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, we are thanking God for the preservation of life and purpose of the leadership of Room Music and the entire ministry. Please let's pray from the depth of our hearts. Lord, we are grateful for the preservation of life and purpose of the leadership of Room Music and the entire ministry. In the name of Jesus, make it up. Now, Proverbs 28, verse 13 says, "Whoever conceals his transgressions will not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes them will obtain mercy." Therefore, let's ask God for forgiveness of sins in any way that we've trespassed against God's will, in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for forgiveness. We thank you for restoration. And we give you all the glory. Somebody begin to exalt the name of the Lord right now. For he's holy, he is righteous, he is good, he's kind. In the midst of his power and his splendor, he's glorious and he's so loving and forgiving, so merciful and kind. We give him all the glory this afternoon. Father, we adore you, we extol you this afternoon in the name of Jesus. Let's worship. Holy, holy is the Lord God Most High. We bow before you and give you
we bow, we bow.
We're continuing to pray from Hebrews 13, 20 to 21. Now may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with in the name of Jesus. Make it a shadabayani. Physical, mental, emotional illnesses, Lord, let them all be overturned. Let your peace rest in our hearts, minds, and bodies. In the name of Jesus. Make it a boshadabakaliana mayande. Rabadabayandalabashagadadaba. Make it a bakabayandalabashatai. Rabadabayande. Make it a yandalabashagadadabayande. In the name of Jesus, we give you all the praise and we give you thanks that you have answered us. We are grateful in Jesus' name. Now let's praise him and give him thanks in the sun below that he has heard us, he has answered us, and we'll see his hand. And we will not miss out on our encounter this afternoon in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you are.
To be praying, my Father in heaven, please take precedence over my life and order my life according to the move of your Holy Spirit. We've been studying on the move of the Holy Spirit, so today is moved by the Spirit too, and we should remember it's under the series Live by the Spirit. We ought to live by the leading of the Holy Spirit, and we are still in the season of building by wisdom. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 19, it says, the Lord by wisdom had founded the earth, and by his understanding he hath established the heavens. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We started studying on how to move by the Spirit. The first point was that we ought to be born by the Spirit. And we saw this in John 1:13. That discourse that Jesus had with the teacher of the law, someone who was supposed to be a ruler, and he had to now gain new understanding that you need to be born not of the flesh but to be born by the Spirit, by water and by the Holy Spirit, which is baptism by water and baptism by the fire of the Holy Spirit. I will entreat you to go to our previous Favor Tuesday prayer time. It's recorded and you find it on Glow Music TV. And just go through and pray alongside by understanding. Today is the continuation. After being born by the Spirit, you need to fix a mental problem, a mind problem. We know from Romans chapter 12, verse 2, that our minds must be renewed. It must be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And so, to be a believer also requires mental transformation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Please say after me. To be a believer also requires mental transformation.
To be a believer also requires mental transformation.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mental transformation. That is kingdom principles. You ought to live by kingdom principles. When you give your life to Christ, at that moment, your spirit has been translated, according to Colossians 1:13, from Satan's kingdom, which is the kingdom of darkness, into the kingdom of God's dear Son, which is the kingdom of Jesus Christ. And so at that instant, your spirit is saved. However, your mind must over time be transformed by studying and practicing the principles of the kingdom. That's the principles of Christ Jesus. Otherwise, Jesus would have just died and left. But he took time to teach, to correct errors, and to teach us so many things. There are certain things that were being done according to Jewish customs. Jesus would tell you, oh, it's for your hardened hearts. That's why Moses allowed you to do that. But according to God's original plan, it was not so. And we are blessed to have all these corrections in the Gospels. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, you must renew your mind. You must go for knowledge of the Scriptures. Go for wisdom, the right application of the Scriptures. Go for understanding, understanding why and how God moves. Amen.
Amen.
And one of the first things you need to understand is the principle of purpose. You ought to believe that as children of the Most High God, we move by purpose and not by luck. According to our secular understanding, our cultural beliefs and background, even when you come to African culture, the typical African knows that there's a God somewhere and does not necessarily believe in luck, but has a certain sense of purpose, starting with the fact that there's a God somewhere. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But secularic infiltrations, the influx of secular ideologies seem to derail us and to bring confusion in there. Where now we start having the Eve problem. In our day, the Eve problem is rampant. I'll be very, very honest with my fellow ministers. The problem in the garden in our day and age is rampant. It's all over. Because a third voice is entering into our lives and posing questions which before we would not ask those questions. Questions such as, what is the use going to church? The question that Satan asked Eve, did God really say so? Did God really say, don't eat of the fruit? The moment he confused Eve, Eve started making errors. Oh, he said we shouldn't even touch it. The commandment was, don't eat it. But now she was anxious. She was hesitant. Everything just went into total confusion because of a third voice. Today, through social media, we keep hearing other voices except the voice of God. May the Lord block our ears against any contrary voice in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus said that my sheep heareth what? My voice. My sheep heareth what? My voice. My sheep heareth what? My voice. As a child of God, your ears must only be open to the voice of the Holy Spirit. The voice of our Lord Jesus Christ through his Holy Spirit prompting us daily. Why? Because we are on the earth for a purpose, for a reason. We are not here because of luck. Things haven't happened to us because of luck, whether good luck or bad luck. They are not happening to us just by chance. But the Lord has his purposes. Scripture says that it is only the counsel of the Lord that shall what? That shall stand. And so therefore, we must understand that our lives are just to fulfill his purpose. Otherwise, your slogan will become that of Solomon, who had lost focus from God. It's a vanity. It is all vanity. After the Ferrari, you sit in it and drive around. It is vanity. After you've drunk all the alcohol you want to drink, you can even build an alcohol company. And one day you say to yourself, it's all vanity. After dating any woman or guy you like on the earth, you can go to Barbados. You can go to the Caribbean. You can have one from US, date one from the UK, Africa. You can even try all the countries. One day you say to yourself, it is all vanity. Solomon tried it all, and nothing could satisfy his soul, because the soul of a man is built around the purpose of God. Please say after me, the soul of a man,
the soul of a man
is designed, according to the purpose of the Lord.
According to the purpose of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. So the moment you dislocate the soul of a man from his maker, from the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, man, the soul of man, starts going into foolishness. You can look through your life and you see some foolish decisions you've taken. I don't have to tell you. You know yourself. But today, we thank the Lord, our God, the Most High God, for realigning us back to purpose. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you accept Christ into your life, the next point, you move into purpose. He starts your life with purpose. You don't say, oh, me, I don't even know why I came into this bad family. Why didn't God put me in a family that owns an oil business so that I can come out of this poverty? For he became poor so that through his poverty we'll become what? We'll become rich. Anybody that has an encounter with Christ Jesus, that person's life, it's realigned with purpose.
Amen.
Before we pray, if you have not given your life to Christ Jesus, I want to give you this opportunity to do so. Just say this short prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you for your provision of salvation. Today, I stand before you a sinner, unable to save myself. I surrender my life completely to you. Please take over my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. And Lord, be my King and my Savior forever and ever in Jesus' mighty name. Wherever you are praying that, Lord, align my life with purpose. Align my life with your purpose. Please lift up your voice. There's a reason why you are working where you are working. There's a reason why you are part of that ministry. There's a reason why you came through that family. There's a reason why you are married to that particular spouse. There's a reason why you have the gift of music. There's a reason why you have the gift of playing football. There's a reason why you are an entrepreneur. There's a reason why, and it is all to the glory of the Lord. Lift up your voice, Lord. Align my life with your purpose in the mighty name of Jesus. Ramamaya Please declare after me, my Father in heaven, please take precedence over my life.
Please take precedence over my life.
And order my life.
And order my life.
According to the move.
According to the move.
Of your Holy Spirit.
Of your Holy Spirit.
Thank the Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Let's worship.
Jesus, Father, we give you all the praise.
In Jesus,
we bless you, O Lord, for this opportunity to know you and have your Holy Spirit. Thank you for realigning us to your purpose. In the name of Jesus, let's continue to raise application in this song. Holy Spirit, moving now.
Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us now and forevermore. Amen.
God bless you. We meet again on Thursday.